We have a major housing market sell-off warning occurring across the U.S. right now. Inventory is skyrocketing out of control, and sellers are now frantically cutting the price in the cities that I'm going to show you on this list. These are cities where you want to avoid buying a house right now, because the values are going to drop and drop hard over the next 6 months, which will eventually create buying opportunities. However, for right now, be very, very cautious in these areas. Starting with our number 10 city, Nashville. Nashville has experienced a massive buildup of supply over the last year, with inventory now hitting over 10,000 homes, a 400% increase. And we're now seeing the highest level of supply on Nashville's housing market in a decade, which is causing home values to start to drop all across the metro, with the month-over-month declines biggest towards the center and north of the city. And boy, the home values in Nashville went way up over the last decade, indicating that there is a lot of price downside. With our number 9 city looking very similar to Nashville in terms of how much supply is now sitting on the market, the inventory has absolutely exploded in Salt Lake. You can see data available on Reventure app shows there's 3,000 homes now in the Salt Lake housing market, which is the highest level of housing supply in a decade, with Reventure app forecasting that prices are going to drop over 6% in the next year. Salt Lake, like Nashville, was a city that a lot of people flocked to during the pandemic as a safe haven from lockdowns. Lots of people moved from California into Salt Lake City, but no longer are they doing that, and now the housing market is entering a correction. And one thing I want to be clear about is that these cities that are entering a correction, the home prices are still very overvalued. They've started to go down year over year and month over month. However, they're still about 15 to 30% overvalued compared to their long-term norms, suggesting that if you're a buyer in these markets today, it's a smarter idea to wait it out so you can get a better deal in the future than to buy right now and catch a falling knife. With our number 8 city experiencing the biggest inventory spike, also showing similar traits, Phoenix. Now, folks, I want you to check this out. In Phoenix, there's now over 20,000 homes on the market for sale. This inventory has more than doubled in the last 2 years, and it's the highest level of inventory in a decade. Meanwhile, home values in Phoenix have already dropped 7.8% from their peak in 2022. So this is a market that's already experienced a little bit of a mini correction, one that's still going to accelerate given the high levels of supply. And Phoenix was another market that lots of people flocked to during the pandemic. It was viewed as a great place to go in 2020, 2021. The prices and rents were still cheap, and people flooded in from California. They even flooded in from the Pacific Northwest down into Phoenix as well as the Midwest. But now many of those people are leaving Phoenix, is, you know, it's a place that's kind of hard to live year round. It's really, really hot, and it's lost its affordability advantage. And the result is the domestic inbound migration into the Phoenix metro has plummeted by about 70% from its peak a couple years ago. So we have some of the lowest migration rates into the Phoenix metro that we've seen in decades. And this is the overall problem with buying a house in a boomtown housing market during the boom. Because if you buy in the boomtown during the boom, you know, it's very likely that if you have to sell in the 2 or 3 years later, you could be selling into a down market where prices are correcting. And actually, prices are already dropping year over year in 8 out of the 10 cities on this list. So these cities are already going through a price correction. This isn't speculative anymore. This is happening in real time. The question is, just how much more are the values going to drop in the future in these areas? With one market that I have major concerns about right now being our number 7 city on this list, Jacksonville, Florida. In Jacksonville, you can see the values are already down 2% over the last year, and they're down 0.38% on a month-over-month basis, which annualizes to over 4.5%. But, you know, I think these prices in Jacksonville are going to drop more in the future, because now we have almost 10,000 homes on the market across the Jacksonville metro. Look how high this supply and listings count is. It's just really, really elevated inventory compared to normal. And that elevated inventory is pushing down on prices in Jacksonville as we speak, particularly towards the center of the metro. Everyone, we can see values are dropping as much as 20% year over year in some of these areas to the center of Jacksonville. One thing you guys should definitely do at the end of this video is go to Reventure app and check out the zip code level data and our zip code forecast for your area. area, but there's a lot of different changes based on neighborhood in terms of where prices are heading in the future. Now, before getting into the rest of this list, I want to talk about some honorable mentions, cities that I think are going to drop a lot over the next 12 months, but that just missed the cut in terms of making this top 10 list. And one thing I want to actually let you guys know is that all the cities on this list have a population over 1 million people. I wanted to make sure I did a video here with bigger cities, because sometimes I do these top 10 videos and sometimes it has smaller cities that not a lot of you are paying attention to. All the cities in this video have over 1 million people. They're all really recognizable. You're actually not going to believe some of the ones that are towards the top of this list. And actually, the city that has the biggest downward forecast is kind of shocking, especially how big that forecast is. But first, let's get into the honorable mentions here. One of the honorable mentions for a market that's going to drop in the next 12 months is Seattle. I know a lot of you guys are looking in the Pacific Northwest who watch this channel, and Seattle's a market that's going to heavily downward shift over the next year. And it's all an inventory story. In Seattle, Bellevue, Tacoma, there's now 8,600 homes on the market. Wow. You can see this inventory is almost triple where it was 3 years ago. We haven't seen this much supply in Seattle in a really, really long time. We think prices in Seattle are going to drop 5% over the next year. Another city where I think home prices are going to drop over the next year is San Francisco and the San Francisco Bay Area Metro. Similar to Seattle, inventory in San Francisco is absolutely exploding. There is a listings deluge all across urban San Francisco, Contra Costa County, down to Alameda County and Marin County. Housing supply is everywhere. You can see that inventory spike here, up to over 7,000 listings in the San Francisco Metro. We think prices in San Francisco are going to drop 4.7% over the next year. With another honorable mention market being Tucson, Arizona, home values in Tucson are already dropping, folks. They're already in negative territory, but we think they're going to go down another 5% over the next year due to a glut of inventory and lots of sellers cutting the price. But let's get back to the rest of this list and go on to our number six city that I think is going to have the biggest home price decline this year with the inventory is surging. This is a city where prices are already down 4 to 5% from peak, where they're going to drop by a lot more, San Antonio. Check this out, everyone. So San Antonio is already down 2.6% year over year. And since the middle of 2022, prices are actually down 6% in San Antonio. So it's a 6.2% correction already. But take a look at the inventory. There's now almost 13,000 resale homes on the market in San Antonio right now. When you see that type of inventory surge happen and continue to happen, it's a signal of a softening market. We think prices in San Antonio are going to continue to drop. Don't be surprised if this correction in San Antonio gets as big as 20-25% in coming years, given just how much housing inventory is now hitting the market in Central Texas. And actually, our number five city where there's an inventory explosion and where you got to be careful buying looks very similar to San Antonio on the metrics, actually. This is a city in Florida where a lot of people said prices would never drop, but boy, they are starting to drop in a lot of different pockets in Orlando. And it's interesting because I hear some people try to say home prices in Orlando aren't dropping or won't go down, but they clearly are. They're down 2% year over year already. They're down 0.47% on the month, which is almost 6% annualized in a year. And there's now 14,000 listings in the Orlando Kissimmee-Sanford housing market, which is just by far the highest level of supply that we have seen going back to the last crash. We have a heavy 7.1% downward forecast coming in Orlando over the next 12 months. This is one of our biggest downward forecasts, everyone. There's only four cities that have a bigger downward forecast in Orlando. We're gonna get to them in a second, but if you're a home buyer in Central Florida and you've been waiting for some affordability, it's coming. It's happening right now. It's gonna continue to happen in the future. And I think it's really interesting to evaluate the housing market right now as a home buyer or investor, because it's a market that's clearly in decline in all the cities on this list and many different states, but it's hard to know sometimes what to do with this information, right? If you're a home buyer, it's like, okay, the market's dropping. It might drop another 7% over the next year, but like, does that mean I should buy or not buy? And to answer that question, you really got to consider two different data points. One is the forward-looking 12-month forecast. How much values are going to drop over the next 12 months? So you can know, you know, if you're buying today, how much prices could drop after you buy, or you could know basically how much lower to submit your offer than asking price so you can get a better deal. The forecast helps with those decisions, but then you also want to consider the overvaluation rate, how fundamentally overvalued your market is. I mean, let me ask you guys that question. How overvalued do you think home prices are in your city and zip code right now? You can let me know in the comment section below, but I'm going to show you now some overvaluation data city by city for the rest of this list so you can also understand how much prices could drop in the long term if this downturn were to continue. And I have big concerns with our number four housing market with the big inventory explosion right now. This is a housing market that boomed during the pandemic but is now quickly correcting, and it's one a lot of you are looking in Dallas, Texas. And I just want to show you guys how overvalued Dallas's housing market is. We're clicking overvaluation here on ReVenture. We can see the Dallas-Fort Worth Arlington Metro is 24% overvalued. And county by county, we can see we actually have 30% overvaluation in Dallas County, 29% in Tarrant County, 27% in Collin County. I know a lot of you are looking here in Collin County. You're trying to figure out when is the right time to buy. Well, folks, it's not yet. I mean, this market north of Dallas was 45% overvalued. This is Frisco, Plano, 45% overvalued in 2022. It's 27% overvalued today. There's still a lot of downside. And the reason that there's a lot of downside is there's just so many listings on the market all throughout Dallas. Dallas is getting inundated with supply. Folks, there's almost 30,000 homes on the resale market only, just resales, 30,000 homes in Dallas right now. You can see this is by far the highest level of inventory that we've had in a really, really long time in the DFW market. I don't even know if we've had this much inventory in the last crash. It's certainly the highest in the last 10 plus years, with a similar trend occurring in our number three housing market, which is another big market I know a lot of you guys are looking in. This is a market that's already in correction. Prices here are already down 4.4% over the last year. They're going to continue to drop over the next year in Tampa, Florida. You can see prices in Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater are down 4% year over year already. But check this out. Month over month growth is minus 0.6%, which annualizes to minus 7.2% in a year if the current monthly declines hold. So we're seeing an acceleration of the downturn in Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, and it is all about inventory. There's 20,000 homes on the market right now. That inventory is just continuing to go through the roof. You can see it's our biggest surplus of supply going back to the last crash. Normally in Tampa, there's only 11,000 homes on the market in May. Now there's 20,000 homes on the market in May. And if you guys haven't yet checked out the recent inventory updates on ReVenture app for your city and zip code, I'm going to tell you at the end of this video how you can do that, because this data is changing in real time. I mean, this is like live housing market data I'm giving you guys right now. And some of these markets are just shifting down really, really fast. So if you are in these markets as a buyer or seller, you have to pay attention to this data because, you know, your market could be completely different than it was 6 to 12 months ago. And unless you're looking at the data, you're not going to really know what's going on, and you're not going to know how to price your home as a seller, and you're not going to know what type of offers to make as a buyer. So at the end of this video, stay until the end. I'm going to show you how you can actually use this data to make a better, more informed decision, actually save money on your real estate transaction. But we got to talk about our number two housing market with the biggest pileup of inventory where prices are dropping. This is a city where values have already gone down over 20% over the last 2.5 years, and where they're projected to go down even more over the next year. Where am I talking about? That would be Austin, Texas. Now, Austin's an interesting market, everyone, because it's already corrected hard. So it's now only 7.2% overvalued. And actually, in Travis County, the main county in Austin, we only have 4.7% overvaluation. So ReVenture app, soon we might be giving a buy signal on Travis County in Austin. You could see it was 48% overvalued. Now it's only 4% overvalued. This is a great example of one of the first markets to truly, truly crash. And in about 6 months, folks, I think this is going to be a buy. Austin, Texas is going to be a buy in 6 months. The question is, you know, if you decide to buy in Austin in the next 6 months because prices have become cheaper, you know, how much more could they drop after you buy? You know, just because the values become fairly valued or maybe a bit undervalued doesn't mean they're all of a sudden going to stop dropping immediately. However, it does mean that most of the crash is over. at this point, and that you're not going to probably lose your shirt if you buy in Austin in 6 months. You're actually going to get in a pretty good basis. And we're going to talk about our number one market with the biggest inventory deluge here in just 1 second. But ultimately, the example I just gave with Austin is a great example of how you can use this data to make a more informed decision as a buyer, investor, and understand your risk factors, right? So Austin's a market that's going to keep dropping. You know, I think it's going to go down another 8% over the next 12 months. And, you know, that's going to mean more buying opportunities in the future. It's going to mean prices could drop more if you buy today. But since Travis County is now only 4.7% overvalued, you can feel much more confident in the security of your investment over the long term and that it's not going to tank. It might go down a bit more, but we're not going to see another 20% drop in Austin because we've already seen that. And that's really how you use those two metrics, home price forecast and overvaluation rate, to make a more steady and informed decision and save yourself actually a lot of money buying a house. We've had lots of users on Reventure app come to us and say that this app has helped them save tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars in some cases, by knowing when to wait, knowing when to offer lower, and knowing when to get into the market. So at the end of this video, make sure to go to www.reventure.app and sign up for a premium plan. The premium plan is only $39 a month. And in fact, you can get it even cheaper if you sign up for the year plan. You can get it for $33 a month, which is a 15% discount. Would encourage a lot of you at the end of this video to sign up for that annual plan on Reventure app, so you can track this data month by month in your market on home price forecasts and overvaluation and save yourself money and make a better decision. But let's get to our number one market, everyone. This is a city that I didn't think would be number one. I mean, I think some of you who've watched my channel know about some of these other cities on the list, like Austin, you know about Tampa, but this is a market that's starting to crash hard. And in the last 6 months, it's just really accelerated in terms of the downturn. And I think buyers in this market need to be very, very careful because a lot of people on the ground here still don't know what's going on because it hasn't received a lot of national news attention. Like, I've done some local news interviews for news stations in this city, helping try to, you know, inform people of what's going on. But most people still don't know that there's a housing crash occurring right now in Denver, Colorado. Just check this out, everyone. In Denver, there's now over 12,000 homes on the market. Normally, in May, there's only 6,000 homes. So there's two times more inventory than normal in Denver. Home values are down only 1% year over year, but we think that's going to accelerate really, really fast given this inventory spike. And you can see we actually have a minus 9.1% 12-month forecast in Denver. That's our biggest forecasted drop of any large metro with over 1 million people. And you can see these forecasts vary a lot by zip code. We have some zip codes we think are going to drop 11% year over year. Absolutely huge drops forecast for a lot of different areas in Denver. And so what you guys need to do right now is look up this forecast for your city and zip code so you can understand where the market is heading. To do this, go to www.reventure.app and sign up for a premium annual plan. This plan costs $33 a month. It's paid up front, and it's going to give you access to tracking this home price forecast and overvaluation data every month over the next year down to your zip code, so you can arm yourself with the data and information to save yourself money as a home buyer or investor. This is data that you're gonna need if you're planning on buying a house over the next year. Upgrade to a premium plan at www.reventure.app.